Psalm 66. Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Tell the world how glorious he is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. Come and see what our God has done. What awesome miracles he performs for people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and his people went across on foot. There we rejoiced in him, for by his great power he rules forever. He watches every movement of the nations. Let no rebel rise in defiance. Let the whole world bless our God and loudly sing his praises. Our lives are in his hands, and he keeps our feet from stumbling. You have tested us, O God. You have purified us like silver. You captured us in your net and laid the burden of slavery on our backs. Then you put a leader over us. We went through fire and flood, but you brought us to a place of great abundance. Now I come to your temple with burnt offerings to fulfill the vows I made to you. Yes, the sacred vows that I made when I was in deep trouble. That is why I am sacrificing burnt offerings to you. The best of my rams is a pleasing aroma, and a sacrifice of bulls and male goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. If I had not confessed a sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, he did not ignore my prayer or withdraw his unfailing love from me.
Well, good morning. Before we pray, just a few more scriptures about praise. Psalms 22:3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. David seems to be saying that God is present and glorified when his people lift up his name. He draws nearer to us when we praise him. Thus the phrase, God inhabits or dwells in the praise of his people. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Enter into Antrim Church with thanksgiving, and into the FLC with singing. You won't find that version anywhere else. When we gather to worship, I think God would enjoy for us to forget all that is going on around about us and just focus on him and give him praise. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. Sometimes to give praise, it seems like a sacrifice when things aren't going your way. But that's what God enjoys. Psalms 34, 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my mouth. This should be the attitude of our hearts, to always honor and give God praise. Psalms 107, 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. God wants us to give him praise. Psalms 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Does anyone in here not have any breath? It says everybody that hath breath, praise the Lord. Praise lifts your spirits. Praise helps you sense God's presence. Praise breaks chains and opens doors. Do you think that there is a benefit to praise our God? Let us pray. Father, we have much to praise you for this morning. When we look outside and see all the fall colors, nobody can paint a picture so big and so lovely as that, as we see all the trees and all the beauty out there. We praise you, Lord, for the plan of salvation, giving yourself to save us from our sins. You sacrificed your life for us. And thank you for Antrim Church and everybody here as we work together to bring honor and glory to your name. Help us that that might be our utmost motive as we come into your sanctuary and worship you. We give you praise this morning. Thank you. Amen.
Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy.
If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you.
I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning.
More than watchmen wait for the morning.
Israel, put your hope in the Lord.
For with the Lord is unfailing love.
And with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
Good morning. I invite you to hear and respond to the words of the prophet Joel. This is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting and weeping and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish. So I invite you to respond in a time of silent prayer between you and the Lord as we confess what he puts on your heart. Let's confess together. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers.
Father God, we continue to approach your throne through the blood of our risen Lord Jesus. We do not come with arrogance, for we have nothing to be arrogant about. But we do come to you with the confidence that you will listen to us as we make our supplication. As we confess our sins to you, forgive us of our sins of malice. Show us where we have brought injury to a brother or sister. Give us the grace to face our sin and repent and seek restoration and forgiveness. Purify our hearts so that we may walk worthy of the sacrifice of your body and blood. Where we have a broken fellowship with one another, whether it's large or small, lead us to do the words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew 5:23. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the front of the altar. Go first to be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Help us to settle our differences quickly and bring honor to your name by the way we treat one another. Lead us from the idolatry of spiritual fulfillment in seeking music style or placing an inordinate amount of importance on men rather than seeking your face in the study of the scriptures and in prayer. Give us the grace to make your word and your person the very center of our every activity that we engage in. Lead us away from the strife that lingers among us. Help us to look for the good in one another, and yet admonish one another that we might be purified and strengthened in holiness. I pray that every sin will be put to death and that the love of Jesus will be the hallmark of our fellowship. Help us to walk as Jesus walked. Help us to put into practice the words of Scripture and not just to be hearers only. I pray that your word will transform us into the image of Christ Jesus, our King. Lead us away from gossip, as we are too quick to listen to a story that may not be factual and then repeat the matter to another person, adding to the distortion. Lord, in Romans 1:29, your servant Paul listed gossip, along with envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastfulness. Help us to realize the damaging effect that gossip can have on our brothers and sisters. Help us to treat others as we would like to be treated. Lead us away from selfishness, the tendency to want things our way at the expense of others. Help us to put into practice Colossians 3:12-14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, forgive each other's the grievances you have with one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Holy Spirit, come among us and enable us to practice these rich and sustaining words of Scripture. Lord, lead us to demonstrate genuine love for one another, that we might prove our love for you. In an ever-darkening world, we need one another, and most of all, we need you. Make us effective in sharing the gospel with the lost. Lord, you gave us a job to do, and we confess we cannot do it without your empowerment. Lord, make the body of believers vessels of grace to all we come in contact with, in our homes, our church, our communities, our workplaces. Holy Spirit, move in each of our hearts that we may be a beacon of light and hope to those we touch. I pray that lost souls may be saved and brought into your fellowship. May we worship you in spirit and truth, that you may be glorified in us. I ask you these things in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Jeremiah 29:4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters, find wives for your sons and give your daughters into marriage, so that they too can have sons and daughters. Increase in numbers there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams they encourage you to have. They are prophesying lies in your name, in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you future and hope. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all nations and places where I have banished you, and I will bring you back to the place which I carried you into exile.
All right, John 16:16-33. This passage is entitled, "The Disciples' Grief Will Turn to Joy." Jesus went on to say, "In a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me." At this, some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me.' And because I am going to the Father," they kept asking, "What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this. So he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I've been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. Then Jesus' disciples said, now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things, and you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. Do you now believe? Jesus replied. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each of you to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
If you're following along, we are in the ask section, the third of the four, P-R-A-Y. We've been hearing scripture. What more do we need to pay attention to than the words of Christ? I present to you three more points why we pray for one another. Because praying as instructed by him will yield us peace. Philippians 4, 6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. One other reason to pray for one another is if you're in Christ and in his righteousness, then our prayer has power. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And finally, we are not alone when we pray. The Holy Spirit is with us and for us, according to the will of God. Romans 8, 26-27 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit? Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So let us pray together. It's an easy format that I've chosen for us to do. It involves all of us. I will lead with a series of six brief petitions, each ending with the phrase, we pray to the Lord. So when I say that, then you will reply by saying, Lord, hear our prayer. I will then conclude, and all of us will share in one big amen. All right? Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, you have called us as Christians to remember and to pray for the church, the world, and the ongoing ministry of the gospel, that it may increase and make disciples of all nations. And so, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those in need, the poor and the hungry, the homeless and the unemployed, the sick and the lonely, that they may receive help in their distress, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those who do not yet believe, and for all of those in spiritual need, that they may find faith, hope, and comfort, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our nation, and for all those who govern locally and beyond, that justice and freedom may be preserved for all citizens, and that we may dwell in peace, as so to give a greater opportunity for the spread of the gospel, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the church throughout this world, and especially for our missionaries, the brothers and sisters of ours that may remain faithful to their calling, help them to proclaim the gospel boldly, even in the midst of much conflict. And so, they'll prove to be the light of Christ among the nations. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for our congregation, Lord, for our sins to be forgiven, for our sorrows and wounds to be healed, and for our brokenness to be made of use by you. Open us to your correction and your molding. Lord, may our hearts be soft to your spirit and to one another. Help us to forgive one another persistently, that we may be forgiven for how we may grieve or offend one another and you. We ask for your witness to be preserved in this church, in this church that you began for your purpose, that you may receive glory from her for your sake. Lord, we ask for families and each of us in our vocations, that we may prove to be Christ's disciples in both word and deed, that we might walk in a manner worthy of you, Lord. We all pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, source of all good and Savior of mankind, grant us grace to your people to live as faithful followers of Christ and worthy witnesses of your gospel. Lord, have mercy on the peoples of the earth and draw the lost into your gracious kingdom. Help us to meet the needs of our neighbors in this community that you've placed us in on purpose as salt and light here through the love of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. And finally, if you've experienced deliverance or healing or can testify to the Lord's goodness within your life, raise your hand. That's a testimony of the Lord's working. Now, if you are aware of someone who has deep sorrow, or if you are in need, if you are in a valley and need healing or deliverance today in some way, or if you're simply grieved in your spirit, I'd ask you to go ahead and slip up your hand and acknowledge that today. Any prayer needs in the room? I ask the saints of God today, within the sound of my voice, to please reach out your hand towards one of those needs that were made known. You saw the hands just like I did. Let us all minister to one another as the royal priesthood that we are. We've been made by that by Christ, our high priest. So let us pray together for one another. I ask you to raise your hands towards those needs. Lord, you know the multitude of needs that we have today that are represented here. I ask us today that you would unify us by your Spirit. There is healing and power and deliverance and salvation in your name alone. Lord, in our weakness, show yourself strong. May we bear one another's burdens just as you've commanded. Lord, we cast our cares on you because you care for us. Because you bore stripes for our spiritual restoration and healing. And because, Lord, your yoke is easy and we cannot bear the burden before us. We need you, Lord. We need you every hour. Lord, heal our bodies, heal our minds, heal our hurting souls, and heal the ones that we love so desperately. Heal the ones that need you, even if they don't know it yet. We put all of our hope in you, Jesus. And it is only in your matchless name that we do pray these things and hope for these things. Amen.
One more prayer. one more prayer. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the sacrificial lamb. You shed your blood on the cross for even me. Your word calls us to awake out of our sleep and walk in righteousness in the light Christ gives us. After we have given you thanksgiving and praise, repented and confessed our sins and shortcomings, and acknowledged our many needs, we come to you now in full submission and yielding of our spirit to you. Knowing our righteousness is as filthy rags, we are powerless to love and care for one another without your Holy Spirit working in us. Help us, brothers and sisters here at Antrim Church, to forget the past grievances, misconceptions of things true and untrue. May we love one another without conditions and expectations, and think of others before ourselves. Lord, we pray that this loving and caring would be so evident that all who enter these doors will be drawn to our Savior. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We are going to see the King. Let us be found worthy of his call of service here at Antrim. Amen.
If we are yielding to God in all things, it's only fitting that we pray in the words of Jesus himself, who gave us not only a model of how to pray and the spirit of which we should do that, but I do believe he very much meant that we should do that in unity. So we're going to do the Lord's Prayer together. If you would please pray that along with me together. Our Father, who art, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Nothing of any consequence ever happens unless God's people pray. He, of course, does a work, and grace flows from him, but he gives us this joy to partner together, whatever it is that we pray for. And again, one of the most powerful things is he calls us to be a united body. So pray for each other. Let's look after each other this week. Thanks for worshiping with us. Go in peace.